Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Boulter, B-O-U-L-T-E-R, first name Dwayne, D-W-A-Y-N-E, date of birth December 13, 1964, the date of evaluation July 7, 2022, the referring physician Dr. Schultz, the chief complaint, 57-year-old male sitting preoperatively. I see a schedule for right elbow surgery. The HVI, the patient reports episode of fall July 12, 2020 period. He subsequently suffered a torn ligament of the right elbow period. He stated that he underwent correction. He describes undergoing a conservative course of treatment to include physical therapy and cortisone injections, period. Despite the same, he has had ongoing pain, worsened with minimal lifting, period. He states that he is unable to lift his grocery bags or even sodas, period. Pain is typically 7-8/10. There is minimal improvement with icing and brace. The pain is limited to the right elbow, period. The patient was evaluated and felt to require a right lateral epicondylar debridement, extensive reattachment, possible lateral collateral ligament reconstruction, and possible anconeus muscle flap, period. The patient denies any symptoms of chest pain, comma, apnea, or PND. Past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number, diabetes. Past surgical history, left knee times 3, next number, left total knee replacement. Next number, umbilical hernia. Medications, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 TID. Combiclis XR, 5/1000, 1 daily, and that is spelled K-O-M-B-I-G-L-Y-Z, XR. Next number, benazepril, 10 milligrams, 1 daily. Meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams, BID, PRN. Acetaminophen, 500 milligrams, 1 Q4, PRN. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Mother died of ovarian cancer at age 51. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking. He notes alcohol use. There is no drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional. No fever, chills, or weight loss. Review of systems. Otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 158/87, pulse 66, respiratory rate 16, height 78 inches, weight 359 pounds. In general, he is a morbidly obese male who is alert, oriented, and no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness in the area of the lateral epicondyle, period. There is decreased range of motion, period. Extremities reveal 1+ splitting edema, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 64 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 57-year-old male who suffered a right elbow injury in an industrial accident, period. He has history of hypertension, diabetes, period. He is now scheduled for right lateral epicondylar debridement, comma, extensor reattachment, comma, possible lateral collateral ligament reconstruction, and possible acconeus muscle flap, period. His blood pressure is noted to be mildly elevated. He has a history of obesity, and he has hypertension, diabetes. His perioperative risk is minimally increased given the above factors, period. However, he otherwise is clinically stable for his procedure. He is therefore cleared for same. Recommendation may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.